say, like, going somewhere, or no, he intensely dislikes this test that's going to come up, you'd say, he
loathes.
Okay. Did you ever say dreaded?
Oh, I thought you said intensely
dislikes.
That's
what I said, but it's really not strong enough. Dreaded, isn't it?
Yeah, dread is more of a fear.
Yeah,
Don't want to.
Yeah, it's not intensely. Okay.
Intense dislike is loathe. I'll prefer loathe to hate, though.
Okay. And if your mom cooks something that you like, you might tell her that it was
good.
Or if you wanted to make
real
it
real good?
Yeah, okay. And, let's see, what would be, I think you already said it. The strongest thing that you'd say if you got mad. Okay, what's an exclamation you might make when you're excited about something?
One that's probable. Great. Fantastic.
Did you ever say for land's sakes?
That would not be when I was excited, more when I was disappointed in something.
Oh, okay.
And then if I was really disappointed, I think you have an idea.
Okay. And what might you say if you're kind of mad at yourself for doing something stupid? Sort of an exclamation of impatience.
Brilliant.
Okay, you would say that.
Mm-hmm.
They have shucks down here, but anyway. Okay. And if somebody says or is doing something you don't like, you'd say, why, the very
idea.
Right. Okay. And if you meet somebody, sometimes you might say hello, but something else you might say just in passing is...
Howdy?
Mm-hmm. Or on campus, they always ask it and you say, oh, I'm fine.
How are you?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when somebody introduces you to a stranger, the stranger might say...
Glad to meet you.
Okay. Or how do you do?
Mm-hmm. How do you do?
And if you enjoyed somebody visiting, you tell them to come back.
Again.
Okay. And what do you say to people at Christmas time? Have a...
Pass the pipe. I ain't gonna shut you. Have a Merry Christmas.
Okay.
And a Happy New Year.
Have you ever heard of a Christmas box?
A what?
It's a game, like people say, Christmas box or a Christmas gift.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Okay, well, that's just a custom in some people's houses. Something about whoever says it first on Christmas morning gets to open the present first, or something like that.
I know what the knock on wood goes about. I know what the holiday Halloween comes from, an ancient Celtic folklore. I know where the date for Christmas comes from the Roman worship of the sun god. I can tell you why the Druids had their feelings about the black cat. And a lot of other things. I can even tell you why you sit on a Yule log at Christmas, and why mistletoe is supposed to have such magical powers. On a Christmas card?
Never mind. Okay. What do you say on January 1st to people?
Happy New Year.
Right.
Roll Tide.
I'm an Auburn fan.
I am too.
Oh, okay.
But Auburn's not going to a bowl game on January 1st this year.
That's true. Okay. And if something you might say in way of appreciation besides thank you, you say like, I'm much.
Appreciated.
Or obliged.
Obliged.
Okay. And if you're not sure whether or not you'll have time to do something, you say, I'll have time.
I don't have time.
Or I...
Have you got time?
Okay. Or if you're not sure...
I don't think I have time.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
And you go downtown to do your